For the first time since the end of apartheid, the South African government is moving to expropriate a white-owned farm after the country's first democratic, multiracial elections in 1994. The government announced a plan to transfer up to a third of the country's farmland from white to black ownership, but critics complain about the slow pace of the land distribution program. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports.
78-year-old Hosea Pala clearly remembers the day 40 years ago when the soldiers came to remove his and 200 other families of the Dinkwanyani community from farmland their ancestors bought in 1906 from white farmers. The rich land sits between two rivers and is surrounded by rolling grass-covered mountains. The apartheid government of the day had declared the farm a black spot in a so-called white area and ordered the black farmers to leave. The Dinkwanyanis resisted as long as they could. They even hired a young lawyer named Nelson Mandela to represent them.
We resisted that we are not going to go with them anywhere because this land was bought by the community. So we resisted there for at least 6 years. We are running around with all the lawyers. So we remained in the land until they told us, look, now you have to go, like it or not.
Paula remembers the torrential rain that was falling the day the soldiers came to evict them.
The soldiers, the forces, and everybody came in. They only came in and said, take whatever you have in the house. It's finished with you. Then they demolished the house. The demolition, everything was in the street. After demolishing these houses, now we were in the street, raining, storming. And everything, the children, everything were in the street looking for a place where they can shelter themselves while they're looking for a place where to go.
The white minority government kept the land for 20 years and then sold it to an Afrikaner farmer named Willem Pretorius. Pretorius gives a visitor a tour of the land turned into a cattle farm.
Everything you see here, I've put it down. I've developed it in 20 years' time. Put a whole life effort in this.
The apartheid government sold Pretorius the farm at substantially below market rates and lent him the money to buy it at a low interest rate. The current black-led government says it has factored in that sweetheart deal in determining how much to offer Pretorius for his farm. Pretorius doesn't believe that the conditions under which he bought the farm should have anything to do with the price he should get for it today.
That was part of the policy and the system of the previous government. They gave it to me. I didn't ask for it. And that was the policy at that time. So I bought the farm from the government. And why must I be penalized for what I got 20 years back?
Under apartheid, the government sought to place as much arable land as possible into white hands. The policy was successful. Even today, 87% of South African land is in white hands, though whites represent only 10% of the population. But since the first democratic election 7 years ago, more than 64,000 claims have been filed by Africans who were forced to abandon land as part of the government's policy of racial separation. Dr. Gilingwe Mayende is the director of the Department of Land Affairs. He says that the government is making the Pretorius farm the first to be taken under a constitutional provision for expropriation because many South African farmers are treating the land reform process as an opportunity to get premium prices for farmland that's dropped 40% in value over the last 3 years.
Many of the farmers believe, because they're negotiating with the government, that they would make a windfall. And that is where the problem lies. But some farmers also might be having or have displayed a negative attitude or disposition towards land reform as such, and pitch their prices high as a way of actually trying to frustrate the process.
Dr. Mayende says he hopes the white farmers will learn from the experience of their colleagues in Zimbabwe, where the government is in the process of seizing farmland with no compensation.
I must express a hope that having seen, you know, what has happened over our borders, they do now realize that it's actually to their advantage to cooperate than the other way around. And this is not a threat. Perhaps, if anything, it's sound advice, because the land reform program in South Africa will take place, will continue. There is no going back on that. And at the center of its success or failure lies white farmers. And their cooperation, therefore, is crucial.
Government officials believe at the end most of the farmers will agree on the prices to sell their land and that few will hold out like Pretorius. If not, they say, the government's determined to acquire the land if necessary through expropriation. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, in Mpumalanga, South Africa.